Bye, Vance. Thanks.
So let's talk about what we learned, what we gleaned from Elaine. If you've got a question or a comment, and my question back to you is, how do we maximize what we just learned? You know, what are some of the ways to facilitate this and put it in there and make it work? And I'm going to field those questions. Well, Janice, what did you learn from Elaine?
Oh, I loved it. I loved the part that where she said, I've got some notes here that I've written. Teams are important. I just love that part of it. And getting to know somebody, hone in on your listening skills. And I can relate with her about the puking Meekin, because that we tend to want to do that. We're so excited. But to really listen to what their needs are is very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. All right. So you're gonna tweak a few things then.
I need to tweak a few things. And also where she says don't apologize and don't be shy. I tend to do that an awful lot. So I've got a lot of tweaking to do on my end, that's for sure.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, I know Janice and Vance aren't the other only two on the line. So anybody else want to chime in here? Share what you gleaned from Elaine? And again, you just have to hit *6 on your phone line, and that will bring you on the line with us.
Hey, Vance, it's June.
Go ahead, June.
What I learned is to just keep carrying through with your enthusiasm, keep doing your three ways, talk to your upline, talk to your downline, and basically put it out there, which I've done with all of my friends, family, associates. I've told them how important this is to put me in front of people and how much I appreciate them for doing that. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing the results that Elaine's seeing this month, not only with me, but with my team.
Okay. And, June, who do you do three ways with?
I do them with Claudia Branham.
Okay.
She's my upline, or I do it with Crossline Friends if it's appropriate,
okay,
depending on what the needs are for the person. I learned from listening to that conversations, have your cell phone with you all the time, have those numbers in your cell phone, and
okay,
I can pick up a call and just, you know, scroll through and be able to get somebody on the phone right away. And I'm very, very involved in networking groups, and I'm letting those groups know, and as an example, I just made a decision. I mean, that's number one for me. And I made a decision I will be in Mexico. And my team members will be there with me because it's not just about me.
Sure.
And as an example, I met with a young gentleman a couple weeks ago, and I may be calling you for a three-way, but the bottom line, he's 34 years old, and it started off, he was coming with his wife tomorrow, and now we're up to, he's bringing three people. And he's not just bringing three people to have coffee on a Sunday morning, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, but it's, and then as far as my downline, you know, they all have my cell phone, everybody.
Right.
So I'm there, you know, I'm available when they need me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. All right.
Vance.
Yes.
Justine.
Good morning, Justine.
Good morning. Excellent call, as usual. I got out of it where she says, I am when she does a three-way, I am mentoring with a gentleman, and then whatever you say after. I think that was very excellent.
Mm-hmm. You know, because just looking at it from that perspective of I'm mentoring with, doesn't really say that you're being mentored by. You know, people could take it one of two ways. Well, does that mean they're being mentored by this person, or they're the one mentoring them? Or, you know, you never really know exactly what's going on, but I'm mentoring with, and then boom, you dial them up. And it's, you know, if we try and schedule three ways, people get gun shy. They're thinking, well, all of a sudden you're going to gang up on me. Whereas just spontaneity in a situation like that, it works so often, because very few people, they won't have the time. Or if you're sitting with them face to face of dialing up somebody and saying, you know, this is one of the people I'm mentoring with, and let me put you on the phone with them right quick. You dial the number and say, hey, so-and-so, I got Bob here. I've just spoken with him and shared with him a few things. And can you, you know, share with him your perspective on what's going on? So, yeah, very good statement. I'm mentoring with. Anything else?
Vance?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi Vance. It's Andy. You know, I cannot be exposed right now enough to people like her. Because, you know, I am a patient person when it comes to the products. Wow, I just, oh, please ask me so I can show you a demo. Please, you know, please let me give you a strength test. Wow, I'm so excited. And this has been over 10 years, you know, that I've been in Econ, and I can't, I've never lost my patience. It's never, it's great. But I really shy away from business building. I don't feel like I'm good at it. I have 1,000 excuses, you know, and I'm sick of that. I'm sick of it. I put in for retirement yesterday from my full-time job. I'll be retiring in July, and my head is spinning with all the people that I can have time to spend with me, Ken, you know. And so I really want to build a business now. There's no excuses after this. Great to hear somebody like that.
Yeah, and Sandy, one of the transitional opportunities that you have with people is saying, look at that, just what you just conveyed to us on the phone is, you know, I put in for retirement, and I'm looking forward to my new career.
Exactly.
And, you know, well, what is that? I mean, come on, Sandy, you're not a spring chicken. What are you thinking about starting over a new career for?
Yeah. I don't care. You know, the new 50s are the new 40s and all that.
Exactly.
So I'm not really 68. I'm 58.
Right. Well, in the thing is, Sandy, you have the opportunity to capitalize on something that you've already laid the groundwork. You know these products work because you've exposed them to so many people and the results you've had in your own life and with your own kids and grandkids that it's time. It's time to say
Absolutely. And it's just, I can't wait to get on it now.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
I look forward to having my phone ring more often.
It, I was going to tell you, just put your mind to it that you're going to be pestered to death. This is the way it's going to be. Whether you want me or not, I'll be on that phone.
Oh, goody. Good. Okay. All right. Anybody else want to chime in? Okay, well, that was definitely a great stimulating discussion with several of you. And I want to remind everyone, if there's anything that we can do on our end, don't hesitate to get a hold of us. Be happy to assist in any way that we can. Phone number is area code 503-695-5683. And you want to pop an email, it's vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995@aol.com. So thank you guys so much. Check the events calendar. Find out what's going on nearby in your area within driving distance, or if you've got people in, you know, the Santa Barbara area, you want to get them to Susan Jeske. And a month from today in Warsaw, Indiana, to Humans Being More, and you can see the information, all that stuff, on the events calendar online. So let's keep keeping on and maximizing the double points this month, and look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning when our guest Dave Stolza shares on the concept of the effective and mandatory ways, very effective and very mandatory, to take people through an effective sponsoring method system to get them on board and get them up and running. So have a fantastic April post-tax day weekend, and we'll chat with you next Saturday. Thanks again, you guys. Bye-bye.